For the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Daryl Sanders. Thanks for the call.
Good morning.
Daryl, how you doing?
Not too bad.
Not too bad?
I'm doing real good, tell you the truth.
Okay, that's good. That's what we wanted to hear.
I'm glad it cooled down, so it's not humid outside, so kind of a nice break from the heat.
That's exactly right. So in your opinion, how are we handling the coronavirus right now?
I think we're doing a good job in Clinton County. Our health department, we're lucky to have a organized health department like we have. Rodney Wan and Dr. Tharp are doing a good job, and with the testing and everything else, I have no problem with that at all. I'm proud that they're in charge of it. Tell you the truth, they're doing a very good job.
We were just talking about the radios. Have you got all those out there now, and about how many did you put out there?
We've got to put some out to Middle Fork, Sedalia, and Edna Mills, and that will take care of all the small towns in our county. We've probably distributed close to probably, I'd say, 300.
Mm-hmm. Those things are really valuable for people who don't know exactly what those things are.
Well, you know, the county can't afford to put a siren in every small town, so and those sirens actually are meant for you to, if you're outside, to hear them to go inside. But these radios, at least, it gives them, if they see inclement weather coming, they can tune it into to WILO, or they can actually go to the weather frequency on it and listen to the live broadcast from National Weather Service. And if, you know, if they would happen to lose power, they got a flashlight on it and some other things. So I thought they were pretty nice little deals, and it'll help the taxpayers in Clinton County get a little of their money back from their taxes. So that's really why we did it, was to let people be aware of what's when weather, you know, turns bad, and they can take cover or get more information than normal. So it's just an advantage I thought was going to be for everyone. So
yeah, and the other thing of it is that, you know, you have a lot of people in the smaller communities, like you were just talking about. They have no way of knowing. And let's just be honest, that's where the tornadoes usually go in the summertime.
Sure. You know, and hopefully with the I would love to be able to, if I had those finances, I would love to be able to give everyone in the county, even the farms and everybody else, one of these. But if I can get a grant later on down the road, but right now we're buying them out of our budget. We have a line item in there for our sirens to maintain those, and we've been lucky not to have any major damage to those or major malfunctions. So we had a little extra money, and that's where that funds came out of, that to weather sirens. So that's where we bought the radios.
Do you think that you guys and also the hospitals are about ready to go for the flu season that's about to embark upon us?
Well, as far as we're concerned, we've been doing some stockpiling. Every department now has been getting their own PPE. So we've been getting some from the state and stockpiling just in case this thing turns south on us this winter. So hopefully there'll be plenty of PPE out there, but we're trying to the state was a little slower than they should, I think, but they're finally getting their act together and getting some PPE to the emergency management people all throughout the state. So I thank them for that.
Daryl, outside of the masks and the social distancing, any other recommendations you guys would make to help us out with helping us get through the COVID?
I tell you what, that falls squarely on the health department, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
I think our health department's doing a fantastic job as far as informing people. I know Rodney has a call every week. Every week they have a get together with the public health people, and it's a phone conversation. So we sit in on that sometimes. But Rodney and Dr. Tharp have it pretty well nailed as far as that's concerned, Ken.
Okay. Are we missing anything else that you want to talk about, or anything you want to bring up before we let you go?
No, the only thing we're doing here is, you know, budget time's coming up. So
I know.
We'll take care of that.
Yeah,
and then we're working on our emergency plan, trying to upgrade that. Every year we have to upgrade that by getting contact numbers to make sure the volunteer fire chiefs are still the same ones and check the information so in case we have an emergency, we have accurate information.
Yep. That's always a fun time of year. So.
Yep. But that's it so far from EMA.
Okay. Thank you, Daryl. Take good care of yourself, okay?
Have a good weekend, guys.
You
Thank
too.
You.
All right.
Daryl Sanders for the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.